Hi, I'm Jake Morecambe. You're listening to Think Sustainability, a show where we talk about practical solutions for a better planet. And I want to start the show today talking to you about plastics. So, I was staying in New York last week, only for a week. It was my first time. Very excited to venture to the Big Apple. You know, you hear so much about it through TV.
You are from New York, therefore you are just naturally interesting.
Movies.
My family's in Florida and I'm in New York. My family's in Florida. I'm in New York.
Big expectations. But while I was there, something happened that really rang my sustainability alarm bells. Monday morning, heading to a local diner for breakfast. Ordered a big farmer's omelette, cheese overflowing, mashed potato steaming on the side, coffee on the way, feeling good. But when the coffee comes, this is where things went weird for me. The diner staff walks over, places the coffee down next to my omelette, totally keen. But the coffee is not in a mug, but it's in plastic. Not a coffee cup, like a plastic see-through cup. And I was like, okay. But more, the plastic coffee cup had two straws in it. Little red plastic straws in my coffee. I've never drunk coffee through a straw in my life, but okay. Tuesday morning, different diner, on the way to a work meeting, again. Coffee in a plastic cup, two straws. What was happening? Now, I'm not trying to sound scolding. I'm just trying to say I was pretty gobsmacked. I've never seen anything like this before in Australia, let alone anywhere else that I have travelled around the world. And doing the show for over a year now, although I'm no sustainability champion, I'm definitely in the zone where I'm noticing things, especially plastic straws in a plastic cup that's holding my coffee. I don't know about you, but to me, that seems unnecessary. So I started thinking, what other unnecessary plastic am I already seeing, am I already touching in my everyday, that I'm glossing over? And further, what plastic is out there that you can't get away from? So, in my quest to try and answer these questions and reevaluate my relationship with plastic, the first thing I wanted to do was to find some people who are on the same page as me and confirm that I'm not going a bit psycho. So I went along to a screening of Plastic Ocean, an aquatic doco about plastics in the ocean. It's being held in the event space in the University of Technology Sydney Library, and there's about 40 people. Some are sipping on orange juice in glasses, not plastic cups, and there's popcorn going around into paper bags as a snack. And everyone here seems to have their own peeve with plastic.
Yeah, I'm starting to become more enemies with plastic. Particularly at the supermarkets and stuff, you see like one avocado or something wrapped in plastic, or a lot of just, you get these two things wrapped in like a Glad wrap type plastic, which really is not that necessary at all.
My biggest concern is when I see people in the office who clearly carry a bag with them but won't carry a reusable coffee cup. So they'll walk past the coffee shop, get their coffee every morning. It wouldn't really be any extra effort to throw in a reusable coffee cup in there.
Back in my home country in India, my hometown has banned plastic bags completely, so we're used to carrying our own bags everywhere we go for shopping. But after coming to Sydney, I realized that plastic is so common, and then I kind of got used to it as well. So I still carry plastic bags with me around, but then I'm trying to make an effort of not doing it and carrying my own bag.
Makes me feel horrible. It makes me feel that I could make a positive change, but whereas I'm actually destroying other living things who have as much equal rights as me living on this planet.
It can pollute the water and it might make the fishes get dead sometimes if they get stuck in the plastic bags.
And how do you feel about that?
A bit sad because they might get dead.
And do you try and avoid using plastic? Do you use plastic bags at the supermarket, or do you take a take a green bag sometimes?
Well, mostly my mummy does it because she does the shopping, not me. Because I'm only just 7. I can't go by myself now.
Fair enough.
People at the screening seem pretty strong-willed about their plastic peeves, but a lot of them are also saying the same sort of thing. Using reusable coffee cups, using a green bag at the supermarket, easy, quick choices to say no to plastic. But the thing is, plastic is much more widespread than that. And I mean, a lot more.
If you have a look under your shoes now, what you'll see is there's a rubber or a plastic. That's what it's made of. If we were to move away altogether from plastics, we'd have to really think hard about what we're going to do with the soles of our shoes. We can all go back to leather moccasins, it's true. So.
Or bare feet.
Or bare feet, even better, yes.
So this is Bradley Williams. Bradley has a background in synthesis chemistry research, but he also has a keen eye for plastics in the world around him.
The carpet, it doesn't look like plastic, but it's a polymer material.
Polymer is a property of plastic.
The computer computer casing is made from a plastic material. The computer screen is made from a plastic material. The earphones that you have on your head is made from a plastic material. The foam in the chairs in which we are sitting is made from a plastic type material.
Even the walls that line the building we're sitting in, Bradley says, are coated in a weather liner that's made from plastic.
And that keeps the wind and the dust and the rain and so forth out.
But although there's plastic all around us, Bradley doesn't necessarily see that as a bad thing.
There are some environments where we just can't get away from a durable plastic because what we are asking the plastic to do means it must be durable.
And that's a key word when it comes to plastic. Durable. It seems unlike any other material or product that we as humans have the capacity to make and design, plastic reigns supreme. Some can take upwards of 500 years to break down completely, and that's not an accident. According to Bradley, we've designed them that way.
Well, it's the way it's made. It's constructed in a way to give it certain characteristics.
The design method behind plastics Bradley divides into two parts. One, performance. Think of a pair of glasses. The lens are made out of plastic. Yep, sorry to break it to you, another plastic boo-boo. For the glasses to work, they need to have a certain density so that they bend light the right way, and they also need to be transparent so the light can travel through. That's the performance side. The second one, endurance. How much does a pair of glasses cost? For a decent pair, you're probably looking at a baseline cost of $100, and that can go way up and get really expensive. And if you're forking out all that money, you're going to want your glasses to last.
We don't want them falling apart on us or becoming opaque after 12 months or something like that. So they're actually made to last for a period of time.
Now, this doesn't necessarily mean once your glasses get old or break and you chuck them out, that the lenses are going to linger around the planet for the next 500 years. Because some plastics have the ability to break down faster than others.
But there are alternatives, even bags made from polyethylene or polypropylene, again, chemical terms, they can be made more biodegradable with certain additives. And it just depends on what we are trying to achieve with the plastic and then also as a society as to which way we want to go.
Although there are biodegradable alternatives out there we could use, Bradley doesn't see this as a solution to our global plastic problem. Using alternative plastics for building weather liners, for the lens of your glasses, for the casing that holds your laptop. Although an optimistic goal, our relationship with plastic runs too deep to completely change the way we manufacture and build everything around us. Yet. And because we design them to be super, super sturdy, things like aluminium just don't have the knack and performability that plastics do. But Bradley's vision and a practical way we can truly make a difference is a simple one. And it takes us back to where we started. Looking at the bags we take to the supermarket, the coffee cups we grab from the cafe, the straws we drink out of.
Like, who the hell drinks coffee with a straw?
Yeah, that's right.
And they're starting to use, like, little mesh bags instead now,
like reusable produce bags and things like that.
As a reminder for myself to not really invest that much into plastic.
It might make the fishes get dead. That's why all the time I just put it in the bin instead of the sea.
And of course, the ridiculous and unnecessary amount of bottled water we consume each year.
In North America, more than 90 billion plastic bottles go to landfill every year. These are these disposable water bottles, 90 billion. That's a large amount. I mean, that's tens of millions of tons of, tens of hundreds of thousands of tons of this material. That's just going into the landfill. And That's really large scale. And by choosing to not buy those bottles as a small choice, we would have a large impact, because it's that small choice being made across a large number of people has a huge influence on the environment and then on the behavior of the suppliers of those plastics, whatever it is, whether it's the plastic bags, whether it's the water bottles, whatever it might be, then it will change our behavior there. And to ask the suppliers for that. As consumers, this is something that we can do to bring about that change.